Alright, welcome to the village, welcome to the village. It's your man KJ. I am live. We are politicking with the village. Without further ado, you know, we were gone last week. I worked on the website, so you guys, I'll make sure I plug the website at the end of the show to let you guys know there's some stuff up. There's basically a home page, and then there's the page I called The Village. And it lists all the cast members that will appear on the show. And has a little bio on them and stuff like that. And so, yeah, we're rolling with the village. You know, I'm going to try to put the Crowdcast videos up next and then start working on the actual uploading of the podcast and stuff like that. So, other than that, village, all is well. We are back. It's just me today for politicking with the village. But again, I got some great topics for you guys. And I'm looking at some of the comments here. I'm looking at my boy Omar. Family, this is my podcast. I do this about 3 or 4 days a week, just depending on, about three to four days a week, like I said. I try to be very consistent. I don't want people to think I'm not consistent. But this is my podcast, and this is Politicking with the Village. And this week, you know, let's discuss this gun debate as far as politics, personal perspectives, things of that nature. All right. Now, we've seen this shooting in Highland, Florida, at this high school. There was a young man. He went in and basically mowed down 17 people using an AR-15. Now, this is the bigger piece about all this here. Let's look at this from a piece-by-piece perspective, or my piece-by-piece perspective. The gun debate. Now, people are saying, well, what can be done? Well, this is my thoughts on owning these types of guns, right? To me, if you want the AR-15 or something similar to it, you know, I'm okay with it. I don't agree with you wanting to have it because I don't think anyone civilian needs that type of weapon, but I support your right to have that weapon. So going forward with this, I wrote down some notes and things that I want to address. Now, for those of you that want to own this weapon, is there anything wrong? Is there anything wrong whatsoever with saying, hey, can you get an annual psych exam? Can you do this? Can you do this so that we can make sure that you're safe with this weapon, right? Is it wrong for gun owners to be licensed and insured, right? And this is what I'm basing my thoughts on. You know, we look at people that drive vehicles, right? And I've heard this argument several times this week. Well, you know, when somebody, you know, when the terrorist in New York mowed someone down with the vehicle, we didn't ban the vehicle, right? And that's rightfully so, correct, right? But at the end of the day, you still have to be licensed and insured, right, to drive a vehicle. Well, you also have to be licensed and insured to be a doctor, a nurse, a lawyer, right? Along the same lines. So why is it so hard for people to understand that getting a license to own a firearm and being insured is such a difficult thing for people to understand? Now, that's the piece that I don't get. I would want to be insured if I had a firearm, because you never know what's going to happen. Someone breaks into your home, you, in the heat of the moment, you fire off a bullet, you do something wrong. You're not always cognitive when you are in a hostile situation like that. So that could easily come back and bite you in the butt, right? So instead of not having the insurance, be insured. That's one of the things that I want people to understand. It's not about we're trying to invade your privacy with the insurance or the psych exams. We just literally had 17 people killed very recently. And so with that, we need to figure out ways to protect our citizens, right, going forward. And so here's a few more things that I want to address here. Let's talk about some AR-15 myths, right? First of all, Chance, Slink, Angie, and myself, we all served in the military. And let me tell you, we never used AR-15. So the argument that, this is a military weapon, I get the argument in the fact that it's basically a pull the trigger and it absolutely destroys its target, right? So I get why people want to say this is a military style weapon. The truth of the matter is the military does not use this weapon. Never use that weapon. When I was in, we used 9 shotguns and M4 rifles, I believe. I can't remember exactly what it was. But those were the things that we used. Now, going forward, of course, weaponry has advanced and things of that nature, right? And so here's the next point I want people to understand. AR does not stand for assault rifle or automatic rifle. It stands for Armalite rifle. That's the name. It's the Armalite rifle. It's the 15th version. That's basically what it is, right? And this is why I think this is important to make sure everyone understands the name and, you know, the nomenclatures and things of that nature. To me, if you're going to make an argument to take someone's weapons or try to restrict someone from using a weapon, at least get the name correct. And that's what I think people need to realize. Get the name correct. And if you can't even do that, then to me, you're not even bringing a valid argument. Know your content. Know what you're talking about. Know what needs to be said to further your argument, right? So again, the gun stands for Armalite rifle. It's the 15th version of that. It's not assault rifle or automatic rifle. Now, the verbiage or the name is one thing, right? But it is definitely an assault rifle. It's not an automatic rifle. It's a semi-automatic rifle, but with the right adjustments, it can be made into an automatic rifle. Go figure, right? So let's move on here to this next myth that I want to talk about. For those that believe that owning the AR-15 or other weapons similar to the AR can stop a tyrannical government, to those individuals, all I can say is okay. You know, I don't think people truly understand how strong the U.S. military is, how, you know, the government is a powerful entity. If you think that you and your militia group with a few AR-15s and things of that nature are capable of actually stopping a military onslaught upon you, then I don't know what to say to you. Because truth of the matter is, that's not really something that's valid. That's not something that you're actually going to be able to do. Now, you can say all day, we want our weapons, we want to have the choice. That's fine. But if you're basing your argument or implementation of wanting this type of gun on the fact that you believe that having this weapon will help you stop a tyrannical government, I really need you to reevaluate what's going on. Even if your militia group is staffed, for lack of a better word, with prior service, you know, you really should look at them and say, hey, what all can they do? What all are they capable of? What can be done, right? The one thing the U.S. government is not going to do, I don't believe they're going to have a major conflict on our soil, American citizens versus military. But I firmly believe that if it comes down to it, it'll be quick, it'll be fast, and that'll be the end of it. And that's my thoughts on that. Okay, so let's move on here to my next point. My next point is I understand how some people feel about how invasive a psych exam can be, or getting licensed and being insured. This is my response to that. Again, I understand how you feel, right? But if you get that annual evaluation, you go and get your, you have your AR-15, you get your annual evaluation, you make sure your insurance is good, your license is good, right? But let's just say there's 101 AR-15 owners, let's just say locally where I live at, just in my little area, right? What if during a psych evaluation, number 45, wink, wink, number 45, he fails his psychological exam for whatever reason, right? For whatever reason. Isn't it worth it to go and sit through that evaluation and say, you know what? It's invasive. It's kind of a waste of my time. But in the spirit of protecting the citizens that live around me, I'll go through it, right? And when everyone goes through this psych eval or psych evaluation, whatever the case may be, then guess what? Now I believe that we can start rooting out people that should not have this type of weapon, that possibly need psychological evaluation and further testing and further treatment and things of that nature. But at the root of the issue, it keeps these types of weapons out of their hands. That's just a quick down and dirty thought. Is it 100%? No, it's not 100%. It's not 100-proof. It's not guaranteed to work. But this is my thoughts. This is what I think going forward. Again, I don't want to take your weapon. I don't think that average citizens need this type of weapon, right? But I don't want to take your weapon. And there it is. All right, so let's move on here to this next point. One of the things that I was firmly looking at here earlier was the aspect that of training teachers. Now, in theory, I think it sounds good. I think the people that suggested that teachers be armed, they had their hearts in the right place. And just follow me for a second here, Village. I believe they had their hearts in the right place. However, I don't think, as a parent, I don't think I want my teacher armed, around my child, for lack of a better phrase. I don't want the teacher that is teaching my son to be armed. Now, some will say, well, you know, it can prevent something terrible from happening if he has a gun. I understand that logic. I understand that mindset. But I still don't agree with a teacher being armed. And furthermore, there are teachers who do not want to be armed. So if you're going to arm teachers, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say that all of them don't want to be armed. You know, there are some of them that are already armed. We've seen this in various news reports that there are teachers that carry their weapons in class, and most of the students don't even know, right? But what I'm saying is the vast majority of students or teachers do not want this just burden to lack, you know, a burden of having to carry this gun on their hips at all times. That's a major thing to have to go through. That's something that you have to look at and say, wow, we have these teachers that are willing to do this, but there are a lot that are not willing to do it. So I think there can be a middle ground in all this. I think the people that actually want this type of training, they should do it. And those that do not should not be forced or anything else. But the other piece is we heard our president say, we should give bonuses to the teachers that want to do it. And I'm fully against that. And here's why. We have great teachers that are doing amazing jobs teaching our kids, right? But we don't give them bonuses for that. We have classrooms that are lacking basic school supplies, right? But we want to arm teachers. And that's what I think that most people some people are failing to realize. They're like, well, we can protect these kids. And I'm thinking to myself, these classrooms don't have the basic necessities, pens, papers, scissors, things like that. Things that are needed by students on a day-to-day basis. But we want to provide training for teachers that possibly want to go in and, you know, protect their students. And I get that. But there has to be a better way. of doing this. Okay, so let's just go ahead and keep moving on, keep pushing forward here. I saw a brief clip, and I wish I would have saved this clip, but, you know, one of the things that I'm concerned with about this last mass shooting here is it's not so much the, well, I can't say that. It's a grave concern to me for copycats. You know, I watched this short clip. This gentleman, he's a sheriff. I forget where he's a sheriff at. But basically, he's been training people in his town for weapons qualifications and stuff like that. You know, and his biggest thing was, you know, copycats. These copycats are like, well, this person killed 15. And this incident in Florida, well, he killed 17. And there, to me, there are people that are that out of it, that out of touch with reality, where they're like, well, he got 17, well, I can go in and get 20. There are people that really think that way. And please, don't blame the video games. Don't blame anything else. If we're not going to, if politicians cannot blame the gun, then we should not be blaming video games. It's the same thing, right? You can't blame the gun, then don't blame the video games. Because just like there are millions of responsible gun owners, there are millions of people that play video games daily and know how to separate Grand Theft Auto or any other violent game from reality and going about their regular lives. So please stop blaming video games. That's a crock, and that's a cop-out, in my opinion. All right, so let's talk about this next point here. Now, this next point seemed, it was very important to me to address this. The way I'm looking at this next point is, you know, we have this grouping, right? When one particular person from a particular ethnicity does something wrong, all of a sudden, all of them are wrong. And the example that I wanted to use is there's one bad Mexican that's here illegally. He does something wrong, right? He does something wrong, and then at the same time, now we try to group all Mexicans that are here illegally into one big basket, and that's not even right, in my opinion. That's not absolutely right. What we see is one individual that did something wrong. There are, as far as we know, millions of people that are here illegally that have never even received a traffic ticket, right? So how can we say all? And so my point in when making this is the argument of one good guy with a gun can stop a bad guy with a gun. Well, that didn't happen because the deputy that was assigned to that school had a weapon, did not even go on campus to try and neutralize or stop the threat, right? He stood outside for many reports as much as 4 minutes long and did not go inside, right? So for me, the argument of a good guy with a gun can stop a bad guy with the gun, well, if we're going to group all things together, then guess what? This also has to now become part of the pot, right? If you're going to group everyone, then group everyone. And that's what I need people to understand. Good guy with the gun is supposed to stop a bad guy with the gun. Didn't happen this time, right? But because you want to group everyone, just like I said earlier, you have Mexicans or Latinos that are here illegally. One or two of them do something stupid. Now we want to lump all of them together. Well, like I said, there's millions of Latinos here that have been here for years that have never even gotten a parking ticket or pulled over. They do the right thing. They raise their kids. They love their families. And they move on and go forward with life. So again, miss me with the grouping. All right? So let's move on here to this next point here, Village. Now I'm going to go ahead and try to wrap this up. I know you guys, you know, I try to get in, get out in roughly 20 minutes or so, but I'm going to make this last point, and I encourage each and every one of you to listen to the show. that those of you that tuned in on Facebook Live, on my personal page, Welcome to the Village, or even on YouTube, I encourage you guys to all get at me. Give me your thoughts. Tell me, let's discuss it. So the last point I'm going to make, we recently had a CNN town hall. Marco Rubio was there. This is my question. Was he dead on by saying that groups like the NRA are making investments in what he believes? It's not necessarily they're making investments in the political side. That, I mean, which is, to me, I'm going to make my personal opinion, this is a bunch of crap. You know, he's taking the money. He has to further their agenda, right? But what are your guys' thoughts on that? Do you think that he was right in saying that? Was he dead on by saying the NRA is making investments in what he believes? Is that accurate? My personal opinion is no, because if he was not furthering their agenda, they would not invest in him. Period. Even if their politics lined up, if he was not willing to push their political agenda, right, the NRA message, then I don't believe that they would invest in him. That's just the nature of the beast. He has to find ways to invest in them, right? Just like they're willing to invest in him. So, Village, please listen to the show. Check it out. Give us all your thoughts. Go check out the website. I'm about to give you guys all the rundown on all this stuff here. If you guys want to get a hold of me, check me out on Twitter. I'm at Enlighten My Mind. I also handle the Village Twitter handle at W2TheVillage. Normally, Chance is on with me, but he couldn't make it today. Chance is at Chance W. Brown. The show can be heard on Stitcher Radio, iTunes, Podomatic, Tumblr by searching Welcome to the Village. Crowdcast replays can be viewed on the Welcome to the Village YouTube channel, Tumblr, and Google Plus by searching Welcome to the Village. Google phone is 619-202-1562. Our email is welcometothevillage@gmail.com. The website, welcometothevillage.wixsite.com/website. And Village, if you guys simply just subscribe to the Crowdcast channel, you'll get notified. Like, we have followers on Crowdcast, and when Crowdcast, when we're ready to go live or we go live, you get notified, and you guys can tune in to directly to the Crowdcast link and talk to us there, or you can just go ahead and tune in to YouTube, talk to us there, or like most of you do, you tune into Facebook Live and you guys talk to me here. I'm good with it. Either way, I just want you guys to come in and check us out. Again, advertising is available through Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R. Just search Welcome to the Village. The Etsy page is still up. Just go to Etsy and search W2TV. We have wristbands, tank tops, shirts. Come check us out, guys, okay? And as the saying goes, you guys could have been anywhere in the world. And everyone that tuned in, I thank you so much for giving me just a little bit of your time. And as the saying goes, we love you. We thank you. God bless you. Have a great night, everybody. Bye.
You're rocking with the Village. You're rocking with the Village. You rocking. Get it.